You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to a brand new day, a brand new Thursday. It is the 12th of May. Lovely to be with you this morning, and let me see, time, just 1 minute now after the hour of 6 o'clock, and starting us off, we're going to, by the way, just in case you've forgotten, The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on Cool FM 89.3. Right, let's get everything in. Now, let's take a look. Just a couple of things this morning in the world of entertainment, starting us off. Going to go back to the year 1950. The American Bowling Congress abolished its white males-only membership restriction. This was after 34 years. 1957, death of Erich von Stroheim, a German-born actor and a director. I tell you what, last one. This brings us to 1960, a match made in heaven. Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley appeared on the same TV special. Guess what? They performed each other's hit. Elvis sang Witchcraft, and Frank Sinatra sang Love Me Tender.
Good morning, world. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
He gets up each morning and he goes downtown, where everyone's his boss and he's lost in an angry land. He's a little
tell you what, short but sweet but brilliant. Crystals there, the Crystals, and that goes back to 1962 when that was released, and that did very nicely for them. Well, it peaked at number 10 on the Cashbox 100. On the Billboard charts, Uptown reached number 13. That was on the Billboard Hot 100. And number 18 on the Billboard R&B Sides chart. What a nice way to start a Thursday morning. Being alive. There we go, yes. Nice, soft, relaxing sounds to get you out of bed this morning. Or put you back to sleep, one of the two. What have we got for you this morning? Looks like it's you, me, and the music today. Of course, we'll be checking in with Ingrid and with Yasmin as well. But plenty of great music going right through till 10 o'clock. Just sit back and relax. Let me do the rest. Lynyrd Skynyrd on The Breakfast Show.
I've been drinking with a man next door. He said he's been We had a good thing going, baby, but it's all over.
Good Thing. That was a track off of Lynyrd Skynyrd's 1991 album, which was, in fact, the sixth studio album by the Bob band. And it was, well, it was just simply called Lynyrd Skynyrd 1991. And that was the first album that they'd released, in actual fact, since 1977 Street Survivors, and the first following a 1977 plane crash, which claimed the lives of three members of the band. And if I remember right, Smokestack Lightning was the only single that came off of that album. Right, great to be with you. Time on the Breakfast Show. I think it's about time for Lynyrd Skynyrd to go away, don't you? Oh, there they go. Why? Because the time is, well, we're just coming to 15 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning. So let's do this, shall we? Yep, let's get you in the shower and get you smelling nice, especially if you're going to be on the metro, crowded in, or on the buses, crowded in with all those people. At least you can do is smell nice. Oh, yes, can you feel it? It's the Jacksons in the shower this morning. I think you might have had them in the shower yesterday as well, if I remember rightly. Anyway, move over. There we go. Yes, going back to the year 1981 from the Jacksons. There we go. How'd you get? And that was Can You Feel It? I think we can say that in the shower, can we? Yes, of course we can. And that was, National Fact recorded in March of 1980. Third single off of their album, which was called Triumph. I tell you one thing I can tell you. I do know what the Rolling Stones were doing on this day, going back to 1965. They were recording this.
Jerry D.
Taste of your poison. it that way.
I don't want to get a kick. Kick your habit, cause you never quit.
That way.
I don't wanna kick your habit.
I tell you what, two great British bands, the Rolling Stones and Satisfaction, the first one, and following on their Def Leppard and Kick. So Satisfaction, Kick, two great British bands. And guess what? Between those two tracks, there's, well, 57 years difference. 57 years difference between those two songs, and they both sound as if they, well, are today. Well, that one, Def Leppard, that was, say, released this year. Called Kick, off of the album Diamond Star Halos. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 28 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventor Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
WhatsApp, WhatsApp, Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Te paso un dato, Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And if you are keeping eye on the time, we are half an hour plus 30 seconds after the hour of 6 o'clock, or if you prefer it, 29 and a half minutes before 7. Depends on how far you are in getting ready for work. Let's take a look at some of the local news headlines, shall we? We're going to be looking at these in more detail today at 8 and 9 o'clock. Now, for the second consecutive day, Panama's exceeded 3,000 new infections of COVID-19. Positivity is above 20%. And in the last 24 hours, 5 deaths were registered due to the virus. The Ministry of Health reported that to date 3,324 new cases confirmed after the application of 15,473 tests, showing a positivity of 21.5%. And the number of deaths now, including the 5 new deaths, that's come up to 8,199. Regarding the active cases of coronavirus, it is specified that at the national level there are 18,644, of which 18,474 are in home isolation and 170 are hospitalized. Now, those in isolation are divided into 18,433 at home and 41 in the so-called hospital hotels. In hospitalized patients, we've got 149 in the wards and 21 in intensive care. Now, they do go on here to say that the metropolitan area of the capital city is the one of the regions that is registering a significant increase in cases of COVID-19 in recent weeks. Now, according to the latest report from the Metropolitan Health Region, there were 1,936 active cases reported among the 23 districts. Now, this reflects 995 more infections compared to the previous week. I think one of the things they need to do there is, I mean, let's face it, in the metropolitan area, this is where we've got the majority of the people. So I'd be interested to see it in a percentage of the people in the metropolitan area, as opposed to just saying, well, you've got more cases in San Francisco or Bethania or whatever. Well, of course we have, because we've got more people. So give us a percentage. And for the third consecutive day, the protesters who support the general strike in the province of Colón confronted the crowd-controlled agents of the Cuatro Altos area. In Colón, the third day of the general strike took place, which was called by the members of the Coalition of Unity for Colón, which demands the presence of President Laurentino Cortizo in the province. The government of Colón established a curfew on Tuesday night, that was from 11 to 4 in the morning yesterday, to avoid alleged acts of vandalism in commercial areas. This strike is not lifted until the president comes to give us answers. If that does not happen, well, the strike will continue, said the leader, Eduardo Vautier. The Cabinet Council approved on Wednesday allocating an item of $8 million in favour of the AT&T in order to face the rise in fuel in public transport. This subsidy will take the form of fuel bonuses as part of the agreement reached by the AT&T management with the public transport leadership on the 30th of March in order to avoid an increase in the cost of the fare for users. The Panama Maritime Authority revealed on Wednesday afternoon that through the General Directorate of Ports and Auxiliary Maritime Industries and the General of the Merchant Marine is going to carry out an investigation to determine the origin of the fires between three vessels. This was in the area near the port of Acamonte in the province of West Panama. The incident, by the way, didn't cause any injuries, happily, but it did spread to two other ships from the same company anchored in the area. Flames must jump a long way. The affected vessels were the Rising Star, Chung Q number 85 and the Chung Q number 686, all 32-meter-long vessels used for fishing. Guatemala's forfeiture judge, Marco Antonio Villeda, signed the suspension of the embargo against the plane with registration number N799RM, owned by former President Ricardo Martinelli Barrichal, which had been sequestered more than 40 months ago in Guatemala. After learning of Judge Villeda's decision, the Guatemalan Public Ministry issued a statement on Wednesday stating that the Panamanian authorities, quote, have refused to provide information to establish the origin of the money with which the plane was purchased. For such a reason, it is impossible to conduct an objective investigation. Interpol. State with Guatemala, because Guatemalan Interpol detained a Guatemalan accused of forced disappearances during the last civil war in Guatemala. This was at the Tocumen International Airport in a case for which the former soldiers and former police officers have just been sent to trial, official sources reported on Wednesday. Retired military officer Toribio Acevedo, 68 years of age, was arrested on Tuesday night at the Tocumen International Airport on charges of forced disappearance, murder, and crimes against humanity. A court in San Miguelito returned on Wednesday the trial of the lawyer Zoriada Saucedo, accused of the alleged commission of the crimes of homicide, illicit association, and falsification of documents to the detriment of the 62-year-old Canadian Miomir Cotelica and the Panamanian Miguel Pais, both 68 and Pais 27 years of age. This is an event that occurred in San Antonio in San Miguelito in October of 2017. The investigation carried out by the prosecutor's office specifies that the lawyer entered into a business relationship with her clients, allegedly appropriated the property, and then caused their death. And the accused apparently is also linked to the murders of Maria Elena Vallarino, 46 years of age, and the Italian Furio Ferrari, 70 years of age. On the 28th of April, a group of citizens of the capital filed a Protection of Constitutional Guarantees against Municipal Agreement No. 24 of the 15th of February of this year, which authorized the Mayor of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, to call to tender for the new seafood market. Following day, the Civil Circuit Judge, Rosalba Sanchez, ordered the Municipal Council of the District of Panama to suspend the said municipal agreement. In other words, the tender was suspended while the protection was decided. What seems like an obvious challenge, the municipality of Panama has continued with the procedures for the tender, since it appears in Panama Compra and the Municipal Council itself published the suspended agreement in the Official Gazette on the 5th of May. And that's it. They're the stories we're going to be looking at. We're going to be looking at that in those in more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Don't forget, 7 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the international news. 7:30, business news in between the two, weather. And let's just take a quick look. Cloudy, but looks as if we might get a little bit of sunshine peeping through as it wakes up.
Place I'd rather be. You left the fire in my eyes. eyes that lightens up the darkest sky. I'm giving up, I'm letting go. I'll find my way. So take me back to my sweet La Vida. Find my love, my dolce vita. Show me where I need to go. Donde está mi chico? I break away and say goodbye. I'm free to be, I'm letting go. I'll find my way. So take me back to my sweet La Vida. Find my love, my dolce vita. Show me where I need to go. Donde está mi chico latino? Pequeño, yo no sé, pero no es un cuento, mi corazón con tormento, un chico latino que quiero, o simplemente te sea, yo lo sé, el camino es un sueño latino. Take me back to my sweet La Vida, find my love, my dolce.
Breakfast show. It's better than coffee.
Another night with open eyes. Too late to sleep. Too soon to rise. You're short of breath. Is it a heart attack? Hot and deep, or is your face the fact? You're in love, and it feels like shame, because she's gonna make a fool of you in public again. So ask yourself now, can you forgive her if she wants you to? Ask yourself, can you even deliver what she demands of you? You drift into the strangest dreams of youthful follies and changing scenes. Admit you're wrong, although not yet. Of that false friend.
Two in a row. We started off with Jerry Halliwell there, and Ginger Spice on her own, and Mi Chico Latino, and the Pet Shop Boys followed on with Can You Forgive Me? I did my best. We are 14 and a half minutes exactly before the hour of 7 o'clock, and I've just taken a rummage around some of the things relevant to today. This is all the information that Neil gets for me each day. And if we want to go back to the year 1977, yeah, 1977, this earned a gold record for the Eagles. Of course, it is Hotel California.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I wish I could pull away the clothes that dress your mind as easy as when we both undress each other. Underneath the southeast sky, I asked you for a light. Now I'd do anything to keep us together. Don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't want to wake up to? I don't know what I do, 'cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lived in? You've got the light. You've got the light. Worth living. Bursting down to Waterloo just to feel control. I can't fix everything as much as I want to. You were in and out of thinking you could live past 12. You're so much different now, it can't destroy you. So don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't wanna wake up to? I don't know what I do, 'cause I built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lived in? You've got the light. You've got the light. Worth living.
Beautiful voice, isn't it? Yes, that's the sound of Joy Crooks there, and Skin. And before that, I mentioned Hotel California. What a classic. And, of course, there is the other version of that, which I must admit, well, they're both extremely good, but I did like the one they did with the sort of the unplugged version with the MTV special, Hell Freezes Over. They did say, see, they would never get back together until Hell Freezes Over. Well, there's sometimes you get what you wish for, don't you? Time on the Breakfast Show as we make our way up to the top of the hour. Top of the hour, don't forget, we're going to look at some of the international news for you this morning. The time is 4.5 minutes away from that. Take us partly there.
Well, I wake up in the night now.
Linda Ronstadt.
And don't you know I think of you?
Trouble again.
It's the fire in your eyes that keeps on cutting through. Therefore, the straight line, I knew what I was doing wrong.
think I would have learned by now. And I keep away from you somehow. Just like a little child, I keep coming back for more. But baby, when you come to play, don't you know that I know how to play? I never really was a bad girl, but you got me in trouble.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica Panamá.
Absolutely. And by the way, don't forget our friends at Encuentra 24. When you go along, visit the new Zona de Descuento for cars and real estate on Encuentra 24. You can find up to 70% of discounts in cars, apartments and houses. Now, the best deals are there in Encuentra 24. So pop along. Zona de Descuento. And that's for cars and real estate. And by the way, when it comes to the cars, don't forget every 6 minutes someone buys one off of Encuentra 24. And you've got up to 5,000 cars to pick from as well. Yeah, that's just here in Panama. Do it quickly because they go fast in Encuentra 24 if you publish it. So if you see a car you like, just remember, might be gone in 60 seconds. Oh, 6 minutes. Close enough.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Right, let us take a look. Time, by the way, just a minute after the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're going to take a look at some of the international news for this morning. Starting in Finland, because they said on Thursday that it would apply to join NATO without delay. With Sweden expected to follow suit as Russia's invasion of Ukraine brings about the very expansion of the Western military alliance that Vladimir Putin aimed to prevent. The decision by the two Nordic countries to abandon the neutrality that they maintained throughout the Cold War would be one of the biggest shifts in European security in decades. They are the two biggest EU countries that had stayed out of NATO, and Finland's 1,300 kilometres, about 800 mile, border with more than double the frontier between the US-led alliance and Russia. And that is putting NATO guards a few hours' drive then from the northern outskirts of St. Petersburg. One of President Vladimir Putin's closest allies warned the West on Thursday that the increase in military support given to Ukraine by the United States and its allies risk triggering a conflict between Russia and the NATO military alliance. Former President Dmitry Medvedev, now deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council, said such a conflict with NATO always carried the risk of turning into a full-blown nuclear war. Russia's February the 24th invasion of Ukraine has killed thousands of people, laid waste to swathes of its former Soviet neighbour, and raised fears of the gravest confrontation between Russia and the United States since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Wednesday said that he had agreed new deals with Sweden and Finland to bolster European security, pledging to support both countries' armed forces should they come under attack. Johnson signed the new declarations, described by Britain as a step change in defence and security cooperation. This was during visits to both Sweden and Finland on Wednesday. What it says is that in the event of a disaster or in the event of an attack or on either of us, then we will come to each other's assistance, including with military assistance, Johnson said at a news conference in Helsinki. North Korea reported its first COVID-19 outbreak on Thursday, calling it the gravest national emergency and ordering a national lockdown, with state media saying an Omicron variant had been detected in the capital, Pyongyang. North Korea had never confirmed a COVID infection before Thursday, although South Korean and US officials have said that there could have been earlier cases in the isolated country, given its trade and travel with China before it sealed its border to block the virus in early 2020. And Shanghai authorities combed the city on Thursday for its last COVID-19 cases in the hope of clearing the way for escape from a painful six-week lockdown, while Beijing curbed taxi services to keep a lid on its smaller outbreak. The Chinese commercial hub of 25 million people has in recent days been tightening its lockdown for a final push to eradicate the virus by the end of the month, after making some significant progress, according to data this week. His beloved villa has been daubed with graffiti by protesters, and a museum dedicated to his father ransacked. Now, former Sri Lankan Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa is in hiding in a heavily fortified military base protected by the armed forces. The reversal of fortunes for the island's nation, most powerful politician for decades, has been giddying. A scion of the Rajapaksa family, beloved by many Sri Lankans for ending a protracted civil war, the 76-year-old is now a pariah. And also with Sri Lanka, many Sri Lankans thronged buses in the main city, Colombo, on Thursday to return to their hometowns during a brief relaxation in curfew. This was imposed after the Prime Minister quit and went into hiding, and President Gotabaya Rajapaksa warned of anarchy. And that's it. Those are some of the stories that we'd take a look at this morning. That was it in the international news. It's all very jolly, isn't it? More of that when we look at the business news at 7:30. In between, we'll take a look at the weather. What I can tell you is what I was saying earlier on. It was cloudy, but it looked like the sun would peek through. Guess what? I see peeping.
less than the suffering best. Do not obey, you must keep people safe, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it. Just
Started off with Curtis Mayfield there and Move On Up. And Black Box, well, they're right on time. That's R-I-D, by the way, not R-I-G-H-D. And time on the Breakfast Show, talking time, 14 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. 89.3, of course, on Cool FM is where we are. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to take another piece of music. This is from Jesse Ware. It's called Spotlight. And then after that, I think we'll take a look and see what the weather is doing officially, as opposed to just looking out of the window, shall we?
Ain't enough to say that I think of you. Words can never do the things that I need them to.
There she goes. That is Jesse Ware and Spotlight. Our Breakfast Show time, keeping an eye, 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock this morning here on The Breakfast Show. We're going to take a look and see what the weather is doing right now. We're going to start, as we do, over in Costa Arriba in Colón. By the way, just interrupting for a minute, lots of pictures apparently going around. The rainbow yesterday afternoon, wasn't it fantastic? Over there, where I saw it, was out over the bay. I managed to get the whole sort of whole loop, not just part of it. So it's a very powerful one, too. Anyway, I digress. Costa Arriba in Colón, 29 degrees Celsius. That's the maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. Thermal sensation, very nice, 34 degrees Celsius. That's almost freezing for us, isn't it? And 80% relative humidity. I jest because somebody's bound to call and say, that's not cold, that's hot. 34 degrees, lovely. Right, that's for Costa Rica. By the way, it'll be partially cloudy during the course of this morning over there. Stormy rains in the afternoon. And tonight, there's a good chance of a few showers. Now, let's move over to West Panama, moving over to this side of the isthmus. 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 22 being the minimum. 34 degrees, the thermal sensation. Now, remember, that came down yesterday. I think it was, 38 yesterday? 82% relative humidity. Going to be cloudy this morning. Stormy rains in the afternoon and a chance for a few showers tonight. Here in the metropolitan area, let's see what's in store for us. 29 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum. Thermal sensation just a degree higher than the West Panama area, 35 degrees Celsius. Still not bad. 84% relative humidity. Few showers during the course of this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, with a chance of a little bit of sunshine popping through apparently. And tonight will be cloudy. Let's take a look. Gulf of Panama, out in the islands out there. Let's see what we got. The Perlas, 29 degrees Celsius. The maximum temperature, 25 minimum, 35 degrees Celsius. That's the thermal sensation, and 85% relative humidity. And we're looking at a few showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight. So just going to have continuous showers. Now, that's it. That's our look at the forecast. Let's move along to maritime conditions for today. Let's do the tides. Starting off on the Pacific, high tide, the first one was at 12:24 this morning, and that was 3.78 metres. Low tide, that was at 6:33 this morning, 1.10 metres. High tide again, that'll be at 12:50. And that'll be 4.15 metres. Low tide again, 7:13 tonight, 0.94 of a metre. Now, taking a look at the Caribbean, low tide, that was at 3:22 this morning. That was 0.06 of a metre. High tide, that will be at 8:13 this morning, 0.15 of a metre. Low tide again, 2:34 in the afternoon, and that's minus 0.03 of a metre. And the last high tide will be at 9:51 tonight, and that will be 0.24 of a metre. Now, I would normally at this time give you the sea conditions, but I can't do that this morning because they haven't supplied them. But if they do pop up a little bit later on this morning, I'll probably tell you then. All right, time on The Breakfast Show. We are 23 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Here's another favourite of mine right now. It's Yola, Dancing Away in Tears. There she goes, off into the distance, YOLO, dancing away into the distance in tears. Oh, come on, do cheer up. Got a couple of comments about the news this morning. Mary Lou came in and said that, she said, that's a stupid thing for the Finnish and Swedish governments to do, to leave their neutrality. Unfortunately, the thing is that they can't rely on neutrality to protect them. That is the problem when you have a lunatic sort of wandering around. And this isn't the first time, of course, in history it's happened where one person can cause so much damage. But what I did say, you know, the Finnish Prime Minister made an interesting, well, he gave a statement yesterday, and he was stating that, you know, it wasn't their intention. They never intended to join NATO. But recent actions have forced them to look at it again. And they basically said straight to President Putin, he says, if you want to know why we're joining NATO, which is something that NATO, which is something you wanted just to completely avoid doing, just look in the mirror. And also, but you know, it is all so very sad. And she went and said, it's so sad. Mary Lou says, humans destroying humans. As the Scorpions say in their song, Humanity, it is time to say goodbye.
Humanity, auf Wiedersehen, it's time to say goodbye. The party's over as the laughter dies. An angel cries, humanity, it's au revoir to your insanity. You sold your soul to feed your vanity, your fantasies and lies. You're a drop.
We can always live in hope, can't we? And that is the Scorpions there and humanity. And let's tell you what, we're going to take a quick little break and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
¡Wow!
And the time on the breakfast show, 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the business news this morning. I'd like to say let's sort of cheer ourselves up, but I don't think I can. Shares sank to a 1.5-year low on Thursday, and the dollar hit its highest in 2 decades, as fears grew that fast rising inflation will drive a sharp rise in interest rates that brings the global economy to a standstill. Those nerves and the still escalating war in Ukraine took Europe's main markets down more than 2% in early trading, that left the MSCI top index of world shares at its lowest since late 2020 and down nearly 20% for the year. The global growth sensitive Australian and New Zealand dollars fell about 0.8% to almost 2-year lows. The Chinese yuan slid to a 19-month trough, while the dollar powered to its highest level since 2002. Nearly all the main volatility gauges were signaling danger. Bitcoin was caught in the fire sale of risky crypto assets as it fell another 8% to $26,570, having been near $40,000 just a week ago and almost $70,000 just last November. U.S. markets had whipsawed after the news, closing sharply lower, and future prices were pointing to another round of 0.2% to 0.7% falls for the S&P 500, Nasdaq, and Dow Jones Industrials later. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan fell 2.3% to a 22-month low overnight. Japan's Nikkei fell 1.8%. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield had dropped in the US and fell a further 7 BPS to 2.8569%. On Thursday, the gap between the highly rate-rise-sensitive 2-year yields and 10-year ones narrowed 4.2 BPS. In Europe, Germany's 10-year yield, the benchmark for the bloc, fell as much as 12 BPS to 0.875%, its lowest in nearly 2 weeks. Developer Sunac China missed the deadline for coupon payments on a $742 million offshore bond and said on Thursday it does not expect to make payments coming due on other bonds, adding to a wave of defaults in China's debt-laden property sector. A source close to the company, the nation's third largest property developer by sales, said that Sunac is considering a restructuring of its offshore debt to extend payments. It is also talking to state-owned entities about strategic investments in the firm. Siemens will quit the Russian market due to the war in Ukraine, it said on Thursday, taking a €600 million, that's around about $630 million. This is the hit that will happen to its business during the second quarter, with more costs to come. The world will not be left short of oil, even with lower output from sanctions hit Russia, the International Energy Agency said on Thursday, in a U-turn after it predicted a possible global supply shock in March. The IEA, after a warning on March the 16th that 3 million barrels per day could be shut in from April, lowered that figure for a second time, as it noted only 1 million barrels per day had gone offline. Production ramping up elsewhere and slower demand growth due to China's lockdowns will forestall a big deficit, the Paris-based IEA said. And it says Russia has enough buyers for its energy resources outside of Western countries. This is Russian, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Wednesday. As European Union countries try to sharply reduce their reliance on Russian oil and gas, let the West pay more than it used to pay for the Russian Federation and let it explain to its population why they should become poorer, Lavrov said at a news conference in Muscat after talks with his Omani counterpart. I mean, they might want to start looking and telling their people what's happening with regards to the sanctions, really, shouldn't they? They're not going to have it easy. Oil prices did drop more than 2% on Thursday in a volatile week as recession fears dogged global financial markets, outweighing supply concerns and geopolitical tensions in Europe. Brent crude was down $2.26 or 2.1% to $105.25 a barrel at 9:03 GMT. WTI crude, that fell at $2.45 or 2.3% to $103.26 a barrel. There we go. That's the business news for this morning. And the time on The Breakfast Show right now, 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. One thing Mary Lou did say is that we should all send out good vibrations to the whole world.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's not. She's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's my mom.
are sending out some good vibrations courtesy of the Beach Boys there. And that was Mary Lou's idea, and a great idea it is. We need to spread some positive vibes, don't we? Although I got a message in also from Renee and Rick this morning. It's all to, this is to do with Sri Lanka. Rick said to Renee, can you tell Jerry that we lived in Sri Lanka for 3.5 years. Many of our friends and colleagues have been directly affected by the problems in Sri Lanka. It is a dismal state with the politicians, a lot of corruption and a very tough living environment. They're wonderful people, hardworking, want to learn and very giving. We're saying our prayers to them and hope that their country can be at peace, and for good leadership to allow other people to thrive. Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you any more than that. Unfortunately, I don't know what it is. Why is it, you know, we have so much trouble with politicians, really, don't we? They're supposed to work for the people. Let's face it, we pay them. Which seems to get forgotten once they get into their jobs. Time on the Breakfast Show, 17 before the hour of 8 o'clock. tell you what, definitely my favourite track from The Cure. That one is called Lullaby. 10 minutes right now, that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Time for an antidote. All right, you can always find a good story if you look. Might be a little bit difficult. Here's, I received a few yesterday. We had a busy morning yesterday, but I received a few from Paul over there in the UK yesterday. And this is a good lucky rescue for 5 sheep stuck on an English rooftop. It was a case of all's wool that ends wool. Oh dear. This was for 5 sheep who found themselves on the rooftop of a house in Yorkshire and were successfully rescued by local firemen. While goats are famous for appearing on all fours in places that boggle the mind, these 5 farm sheep had apparently leapt from a nearby field onto the roof, where they then found themselves, well, quite stuck. West Yorkshire Fire and Rescue were called to Barnsley Road in a place called New Mildenham. Over there, that's in the United Kingdom, in England, where rescue officer Damien Cameron worked as a local landowner, apparently, to create a makeshift bridge that the sheep could use to escape from the roof. Cameron reckoned that one sheep noticed the bridge. This Rambo then dragged the other 4. They went instinctively, as a flock, animals prefer to stay as a team. You see, that's why they follow like sheep. Fortunately, it all turned out well, as all 5 sheep alighted the bridge and back onto the paddock. West Yorkshire Fire Rescue tweeted, it wasn't quite the night on the tiles that the sheep were hoping for. We're just hoping the animals weren't feeling too sheepish after their adventure. Oh, dear. Thank you for that, Paul. He says, I've got another one for a little bit later on as well. Let's rummage around, try and find some good news. Let's cheer ourselves up. Let's forget the rest of the world, shall we?
playing all the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Some good advice for you this morning. That comes from George Benson, and never give up on a good thing. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way up to the top of the hour. That's 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
She packed my bags last night, free flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. and I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
When you say it's over,
Oh, I tell you what, there goes two great British artists there, starting off with Elton John and Rocket Man, of course. Rocket Man, I think it's going to be a long, long day. No, that's what I'm saying. Rod Stewart was the one following on there. My heart can't tell you no. Breakfast show time, 26 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Tell you what, we're going to take one more piece of music. It's a request. It comes from Ashti this morning. He drops her a line. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Thank you for that. Have a cheerful day. And you requested a song from Kevin Little. It's this one. Turn Me On. I tell you what, the beginning and ending of that reminds me very much of another song. I can't put my mind on it right now. I think it was something with, I think it might have been with one of the songs with Bruno Mars. Anyway, that was Kevin Little and Turn Me On, and that was a request this morning from Ashley. Thank you very much for that, Ashley. And if we are keeping an eye on the time, boys and girls, let me tell you what it is. It's exactly 8:30.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how are you doing? I slept in my bed last night. Oh, that felt so good. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was so glad to be home, driving up into the driveway, seeing all them putty tats run out and go, help, save me. The Dini isn't feeding me. I said, yeah, I can see that. Oh, yeah, the car drove good. I'm so glad I'm home. Oh, my goodness. Slept in my own bed. I was so hot and warm by the afternoon, I figured, you know what? I'm going to go down to the river and stick my feet into water. I went down to the river, I stuck my feet in the water, and I took some wine with me. Hoo-hoo! Yeah, I got poured into bed later because I forgot to eat yesterday. Oh, yeah, my dear friend Ellen, she came along with some food and fed the cook and I because we was down there drinking and eating. Oh, yeah, now, it was quite the thing to see, but, oh, I woke up in my bed, and I'm so happy. It's beautiful here. The rain has resurrected any and everything that was in the yard is now green and overgrown. Wow, I can't believe what can happen. And I guess it's been 2 weeks since I've been home. Long time, it seems like. Long time since I've been to the green, green grass of home. Oh, my goodness. And, oh, wow, look at all that. My flowers are blooming. My bananas are growing. I got so many papayas. And look at that beautiful avocado tree. Yeah, you just waiting for me to come out there and pick some of y'all, aren't you? Yeah, and I got enough mangoes. Oops. It's just like mango soup out there. They're all over the yard. They're all over the patio. Lord, it's just everywhere you step, you got to watch you don't step on a mango. And I'm happy to be here to step on a mango. Oh, I'm staring at four little putty tats and their mama. Yes, there were babies born March 22nd, and we got them sitting outside there eating with their mama. Looking forward to, I believe in June, we have Spay Panama coming, and I will definitely be taking those four little kittens and mommy to have the little spay done, because we ain't going to have no more. We're going to cut off the birthing cycle here. What a beautiful day. I wish you all a glorious, happy morning, just as much as I've enjoyed waking up in my morning. I'm hoping you all have your wonderful morning. And until, hey, tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Mm-hmm, the Friday the 13th. Looking to rock it tomorrow. Everything stays well, ladies and gentlemen. And back to you in the studio.
Another summer day has come and gone away. From Paris to Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one in line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. I'm living someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why
me that this was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away in either Paris or Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people I still feel alone. Let me go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go home. Let me go home. It'll all be alright. I'll be home tonight. I'm coming back home.
Yes, isn't it beautiful? Michael Bublé there. And home. No place like it, is there? Breakfast show time, 24 minutes, and that's before the hour of 9 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Now something from Brian Adams. This is called Star. Not a mass, that's it, just Star. Adams and Star. And talking of stars, let's say good morning to Rosita. Good morning to you, Rosita. And she says, morning, my favourite people. Isn't that nice? And she says she sent me a lovely photograph of her with her daughter. And she said, would you please wish a happy and blessed birthday to my beloved and cutie daughter? She lives in Isla Colón, Bocas del Toro. I hope she's on the computer right now. But you didn't give me her name. I'm going to call her Cutie. So, yeah, we're definitely going to wish a happy birthday to your daughter, Rosita, and thanks for that lovely picture. She says, thank you. She loves rock and metal rock, tattoos, and great people like you guys. Well, thank you very much for that. I can't have any more tattoos. Well, I don't have any tattoos, actually. But I wouldn't be able to have any because the canvas is a bit loose. Anyway, let's wish... I tell you, she likes rock. I hope she likes old rock, like the Rolling Stones. We've got a Rolling Stones track for your daughter, Rosita. Anyway, let's wish her a happy birthday, shall we?
Birthday you will never forget with your favorite DJ.
There we go. That's for Rose this morning, or Roxy, as she's called. Thanks for telling us that, Rosita. And that was the Rolling Stones and All Down the Line. I tell you what, here's another one for Since You Like Rock. Meatloaf, Rock and Roll Dreams Come True. And they come through as well. 15 before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM.
I'm
There we go, rock and roll dreams come through. Meatloaf. 9 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And if you missed the news at 8, we do have it at 9. For those of you who say, hey, it's Thursday, don't we do tech today? Well, yes, we normally do tech today, but as he mentioned last week when he was with us, Dr. Computer wasn't going to be able to make it today, so you're just going to have to put up with me and the music and everything else. We'll be checking in with Yasmin as well a little bit later on. And now, another, I think it's time for an antidote. This is another of the nice stories that I got from Paul over there in the UK yesterday. It says here, a new community housing development in the Bronx will feature a cool piece of kit, an on-site aerobic digester. Yes, aerobic, that's what it says, digester that can turn 1,100 pounds of food scraps into 220 pounds of high-quality fertilizer every single day. Now, built by Harp Renewables, it's basically a big stomach filled with bacteria that breaks down food scraps and waste food into their component parts. And in the future, could be a standard part of all apartment units as the amount of food waste in America reaches 30% of the total mass of all trash collection. Yeah, but have you seen the size of their meals over there? I mean, you know, we go in and order one meal, you can feed a family of four. The peninsula, organized by Gil Bain Development Company, will feature 740 units of affordable housing, 50,000 square foot light industrial space and equal size green space, and 15,000 feet of commercial space as well, all of which will send their castaway cosmeticables right into the digestible. That's a new word for me. Comestibles. Fast Company reports that Christina Grace, founder of a zero-waste food management company, helped plan the design and implementation of the digester into the peninsula, and also helped organize a 40% grant from the city to pay the $50,000 upfront cost. Now, the goal is for this material to work its way into the community garden network in the Bronx, Grace told the magazine, adding that she expects it to pay for itself over just a few years. We see this as highly replicable in both commercial and residential venues. We know there is a need for fertilizer. Absolutely. Producing fertilizer right there in the city reduces the need for it to be trucked in from afar, chipping away, even if it is just a bit, the NYC said, at NYC traffic. There we go. I tell you what, I mean, this thing with making compost. I mean, in the UK, I think I mentioned this to you before, we all had compost heaps at the bottom of the garden. You used to go down, put all your garden, you know, when you're cutting the lawn or whatever, you put down that in, all your sort of food waste and everything like that goes there, and it does. It turns itself over a period of time down at the bottom. It gets quite warm as well. Turns itself into compost, and you just put it back into the garden. Now you know. 6 minutes before nine. This is the Moody Blues. Your Wildest Dreams. Don't forget news at the top of the hour, 9, if you missed it at 8.
Once upon a time, once when you were mine, I remember skies reflected in your eyes. I wonder where you are, I wonder if you think about me. Once upon a time, in your wildest dreams.
There you go, yes, the Moody Blues there, and your wildest dreams. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping on time, we're just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. Taking us there, got my gap filler. Rather than put a track and we can't finish, we can just now get this one in. Hit and Miss, the John Barry 7.
Con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Let's take our time tonight, girl. Above us, all the stars are watching. There's no place I'd rather be in this world. Your eyes are where I'm lost in. Underneath the chandelier, we're dancing all alone. There's no reason to hide what we're feeling inside right now. So baby, let's just
Started off those two with Bruno Mars and Versace on the floor, and bittersweet this last one, and the Mating Game. And the time on the Breakfast Show, 25 and a half minutes, that's after the hour 9. We're going to take another piece of music, then we're going to be checking in with Yasmin. I know she's got a couple of great pieces of music for us from Born on This Day. And by the way, I was just taking a rummage. I know we do talk tech on this day with Alex when he's available. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to be with us this morning. But I was just looking. Apparently, Apple have lost their place as the most valuable company in the world. They lost it to Aramco, the oil company, because people have been bailing out of tech stocks. And, of course, well, we all see what's happening with the oil business. Here's a little rock and roll. ELO. There we go, yes, ELO, Electric Light Orchestra there, and Rock and Roll is King. Time to take a wander down the corridor and see how Yaz is doing this morning. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's awake. Yaz, yes. Hello, Yasmin.
Good morning.
Oh, there you are, wakey wakey. How are you this morning?
Oh, very good.
Yeah, you've been in a good mood this morning, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Well, we're in a good mood every morning, really, aren't we?
Yes.
Most of the time.
Because of the music.
And that's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And so, anyway, how was yesterday? What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday was just Ian's practice.
Oh, on the saxophone?
At the school, yeah.
Oh, great. And how's he doing?
Oh, very good.
Enjoying it? Mm-hmm. He's not going to give up?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet, yes.
No, okay. I do hope he keeps it up, because it is, like I said before, great thing if you can play a musical instrument.
Yeah, he's enjoying it right now. So.
And what have you got planned for today, Thursday?
Today, no, just exercise.
No invites?
Mm-hmm.
No?
No, not today.
No, not tomorrow. Today. Oh, tomorrow. What have we got tomorrow then?
Tomorrow is the press conference of the play El Puente. Remember we were talking about that.
Oh, great. You're going to
yesterday.
The press conference.
Yes.
Oh, good.
And they're going to be explaining a little bit more about Raoul's productions and all his...
Yeah. I did enjoy the conversation yesterday with Winnie T. Sitton.
Mm-hmm.
Marvellous guy. I'd love to be able to go and see him in stand-up comedy. He's going to get back into that, I think. When you see him and when you look at what he's doing, like with El Puente or whatever, and I was really sort of quite surprised when I saw on his bio that he'd sort of done about 10 stand-up comedy skits. So wonderful.
Yeah, he's very good too.
Yeah, he's very, very good. Very nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed that.
Yes.
And you've been rummaging around to find people born on this day in music. Now, let me just check that and put it. Oh, good. They're all a lot older than me.
Yes.
Keep up the good work, yes? I'll tell you what, I love your first one.
Oh, yes? That's good.
Mm.
Okay, that was in 1928. Bort Bacara, American composer, songwriter, record producer, pianist, and singer with Hal David. He wrote many classic songs, including Close to You, 24 Hours from Tulsa, Magic Moments, I Say a Little Prayer. Bacara's song have been recorded by more than 1,000 different artists. He had written 73 US and 52 UK top 40 hits. That's amazing.
No, and I mean, the thing is, you can tell their music. You know, when you sort of listen around, you say, oh, yeah, but Bacharach and Hal David, just tell the way they did it. And one of the artists that they used to write for a lot was Dionne Warwick.
Oh, okay.
And the track I'm going to play is one that was recorded by Dionne Warwick, I Say a Little Prayer, but it was made more famous, really, by Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
Forever and ever, 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 forever and ever
There we go, Burt Bacharach and Hal Davis. I say a little prayer. Now, that one doesn't mention yet. It was originally recorded by Dionne Warwick.
Mm-hmm.
And peaked at number 4 for Warwick on the US Billboard Hot 100 Singles Chart in December 1967. And on the R&B Singles Chart, it peaked at number 8. But the version we just played, the one by Aretha Franklin, was released a little bit later. That was released in 1968. And the background vocals on that, by the way, by The Sweet. And it was for Aretha Franklin's 1968 album, which was called Aretha Now. And they say that it's noted that when they did the album, I Say a Little Prayer became apparent, significantly reinvented from the format from Dionne Warwick. It's a different type of version, mainly due to the prominence of Clayton Ivey's piano work on there. And that's by the way, in the United Kingdom, it was her largest. It peaked at number 4 on the UK and was her biggest hit. Subsequently, though, Aretha Franklin did surpass that with a track that she did with George Michael, And You Were Waiting for Me, and it got to number 1.
Huh, lovely song.
Now you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you what we're going to do after we've finished this, taking us towards the end of the program. I think I'm going to rummage around, see what Burt Bacharach tracks we can find to take us out of the program.
Okay.
Now, your next artist couldn't be more different, really.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's Ian Dury. He was born in 1942. English rock and roll singer, songwriter and actor. His 1977 UK number 5 album New Boots and Panties spent 90 weeks on the UK chart, and he scored the 1979 UK number 1 single Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick.
Deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me, je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me, hit me, hit me. In the wilds of Borneo and the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arapaho, their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Das ist gut, sehr fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. It's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
Hit me, hit me, hit me.
There you go, yes, I told you that one was different.
Yes, a little bit crazy.
Ian Dury and the Blockheads there, and hit me with your rhythm stick. It's very tempting as well, isn't it, really?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, lovely. I tell you what, one of the lines in that song, which was to Tiger Bay, he mentioned Tiger Bay, which is a pretty rough area, in actual fact, in Wales, by the docks. And a famous singer from the UK, you've heard of Shirley Bassey.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? But Shirley Bassey came from Tiger Bay. She's one of our most prominent. I mean, she must be the queen of our females over there in the UK. She's done four James Bond movie themes, exactly. And she did also a piece of music that was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David.
Okay.
And we're going to take some Burt Bacharach and Hal David songs, taking us out of this morning's program, starting with this one from Shirley Bassey. A house is not a home.
A chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But a chair is not a house, and a house is not a home, when there's no one there to hold you tight, and no one there you can kiss good night. A room is still a room, even when there's nothing there but gloom. But a room is not a house, and a house is not a home, when the two of us are far apart, and one of us has a broken heart. Now and then I call your name, and suddenly your face appears, but it's just a crazy game. When it ends, it ends. Don't let one mistake keep us apart. I'm not meant to live alone, turn this house into a home. When I climb the stair and turn the key, oh please be there, still in love with.
Whenever I listen to Shirley Bassey, yes, I get goosebumps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lovely voice.
Oh, she's got a fantastic voice.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a link, in actual fact, to the next song, which is which might be a surprise to some people, which is a Burt Bacharach and Hal David song. And it's a song from another Welsh person, a Welshman, Tom Jones.
Oh, remember I love Tom? Him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you probably recognise this, but not a lot of people probably realise that it was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. It is, in actual fact, the theme song for an eponymous movie, and some would say written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, sung by Tom Jones. And it's this one, you recognize this.
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little Pussycat nose. Pussycat, Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your Pussycat nose. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, Pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little Pussycat eyes. Pussycat, Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your Pussycat eyes. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, Pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little Pussycat lips. Pussycat, Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. When your Pussycat lips, you and your Pussycat eyes, you and your Pussycat nose.
There you go, you know that one, don't you? Yes.
Mm-hmm,
what's new, Pussycat? Yeah. And that's another Burt Bacharach and Hal David song. And now my next one from Burt Bacharach and Hal David also comes from a movie.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And you heard the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Sounds a little bit.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. So it's a little bit before your time, eh?
Mm-hmm.
1969.
Okay.
But he wrote a song, or he wrote the music for that, but one of the songs in there became really quite famous, did extremely well. Natural fact, it was sung by B.J. Thomas. It got to number one on the charts in the United States, Canada, and Norway, and reached number 38 on the UK singles chart. Topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 4 weeks in January of 1970 and was also the first American number one hit of the 1970s. Any idea what it is?
No.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Oh.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. And just like the guy with teeth are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did miss some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they stand to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to meet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free, nothing's worrying me. Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they stand to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long
till happiness steps up to greet me. The raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining. I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining. I'm never gonna stop the rain, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Oh, I am free.
There we go, BJ Thomas and Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Recognize that one, didn't you?
Yes, I love that one too.
Well, we've got to have one. We've got to try and squeeze one in by Dionne Warwick, because he wrote so much for her. And this one was released in 1968. It's a popular song. It was written and composed for Dionne Warwick by Burt Bacharach, Hal David. And the song was Dionne Warwick's biggest international hit to that point, selling several million copies worldwide and winning Warwick her first Grammy Award. David's lyrics, how David's lyrics tell the story of a native of San Jose, California, who's having failed to break into the entertainment field in Los Angeles, is set to return to her hometown. Do you know where her hometown is?
No.
San Jose.
Oh.
Do you know the way to San Jose? Do you know the way to San Jose from Dionne Warwick? Remember that one, eh? Yes.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could do a whole program on Burt Bacharach.
Yeah, that's
could,
a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, one day we'll do something. Anyway, we did a fair bit now, didn't we, anyway?
Yes, exactly.
But, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Stylistics, Dionne Warwick, Matt Monro, Sandy Shaw, Shirley Bassey, the Walker Brothers, Billy J. Kramer, Sasha Distel, that was the famous one, This Guy's in Love with You, Cilla Black, Jackie DeShannon, all these people he wrote music for.
Wow, so, amazing.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Anyway, off you go, do your exercise. Don't forget, you've got to do double today.
Mm-hmm, yes.
You've got to do mine as well.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So I'll let you know how I feel in the morning.
Okay.
Good. I don't want to be aching, all right? Don't do too much.
Okay.
Take care, yes. Have a great Thursday.
Thank you.
And that's it. That's for us to the end of this morning's program. A big thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. She's made it back to the countryside, which she's very happy about. Big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. Don't forget, we had Born on This Day in Music, and no doubt we'll have a couple of those tomorrow, because tomorrow Yasmin will also be doing What, Where and When. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby. Gets a lot of our business, a lot of our background information for us here on the program. To the boys and girls, a group of Grider, keep us up and running. As always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. And if you want to advertise with us or sponsor the program, it's easy. Just give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. You didn't get that? 223-5162. We need the money. So, remember, tomorrow is Friday, TGIF tomorrow. Please remember, whatever it is that you're doing between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, please, please, please do it carefully. Remember what I say? What do I say? Tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.